This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, can we have the last and the final question from the sister, please?
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My name is Paul. Brother, I'm very interested and concerned with one of our brothers' question just now, asking about the obligatory of straightening the row while performing salam. Like our brother said just now, it is hard for some people to straighten the row while performing salat jama'ah. So, doctor, can you explain what's the connection between the significance of straightening the row and the unity of the ummah? And also the impact of not doing so? And why did our Prophet ﷺ urged the Muslims to do that? Thank you.
The sister asked the question that what is the importance of straightening the rows and unity in the Muslim Ummah. See, when we talk about unity, people talk about theory, Islam shows you practically. When we talk that we are against racism, we practically demonstrate it 5 times in our salah. That when we come together, whether king or pauper, when we stand for salah, we stand in the same row, shoulder to shoulder. Quran or Hadith doesn't say that the king cannot stand, the rich one stands first and the poor one stands behind. No, whoever comes early, he's in the first row. Whoever stands in the first row, he gets more sawab. And our beloved Prophet said, do not let anyone get up from the seat for a person who comes late. That is also prohibited. So where is Hadith? So if a poor man comes first, he gets more sawab. The Prophet said the one in the first row gets the maximum sawab, then the second row, then the third row. The Prophet, before starting the salah, he turned behind and said, straighten your rows. The feet should touch the feet and the shoulder to shoulder. Why? So that if we have any racism, that I'm white and he's black, I'm rich and he's poor, that racism is removed. Shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet. Hazrat Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that when we Sahaba stood, our shoulders touched the shoulders, our feet touched the feet. When they went in ruku, if it wasn't straight, the Sahaba used to straighten. When you go in ruku and you realize that the saf is not correct, that time, but naturally when they're in the ruku, they can see the feet, they straighten. It is, what is the importance? The importance is so that if there is any ill feeling between your brothers, that ill feeling is removed. Do not leave any gap for the Satan. Meaning what? Meaning so that the love of the brotherhood is increased. It's very important. But again, if some people don't have knowledge and they don't want to do it, don't fight, because that will be a fitna. Straightening is important, but if your neighbor who's a Muslim, he doesn't know the hadith, he thinks it's not required, and he runs away from you, you don't spoil your salah. Do you understand? It's a, praying salah is more important. Straightening is afzal, you should. But if the person doesn't know, he doesn't want to come close to, he's running away from you. I know some people, you go close, they go run away. What are you going to do? And you cannot chase them the full salah. You try it once, happens good. So don't make it troublesome. But according to Sahih Hadith, yes, you should straighten the row. You should stand in the same row. It's important, don't leave any gap. And that's what most of the imam before starting the salah say. This increases the brotherhood. Hope that answers the question, sister.